Muffed is live, fresh draft class, fresh tape to talk about. Let's get into it. This is the Broncos 2026 draft recap. Muffed! Welcome back to Muffed. The Broncos walked into the 2026 draft without a first round pick. That chip got cashed in earlier. So Denver's class has no top 32 headliner to anchor it. Instead, George Payton and Sean Payton played the middle and back of the board. 7 picks total, shaped around 2 ideas. Get younger on both lines, add explosion to the passing game. The on-paper headliner is a third-round defensive tackle out of Texas A&M, but the soul of this haul is the 2 fourth-rounders Payton flat-out said would define the class. Start with run defense. Denver's highest pick lives here. At 66 overall, the Broncos took Tyler Onidim, a 23-year-old defensive tackle from Texas A&M. The college line is workmanlike, 48 tackles, 9 for loss, 3 sacks, but the traits are what made him a third-rounder. Onidim posted a relative athletic score of 8.31, and quick definition, relative athletic score is a 0 to 10 grade benchmarking combine and pro day testing against every player at his position since 1987. That 8.31 lands him in the top 15% of defensive tackles ever measured. And here's the thing, Denver's 2025 run defense was already fine, minus 17 rushing expected points added on the season, which is a positive result for a defense. So Onidim isn't a bandage, he's the youth infusion Payton openly wanted up front. Late in the 7th at 2:57, Denver added Buffalo linebacker Red Murdoch as the forced fumble dart throw. Payton's most enthusiastic line of the presser was, quote, "He may hold the record for forced fumbles," end quote. The 6.81 athletic score says average traits, real motor. Denver's 2025 rushing offense was neutral, roughly 0 rushing expected points added, 18 scores on the ground, so the 1 pick spent here had to be an efficiency injection, not a desperation hire. At 108, it was Jonah Coleman, running back Washington, and the first of the 2 fourth rounders Payton said would define the class. 156 carries, 758 yards, 15 rushing touchdowns, second in the Big Ten, 23rd nationally, plus 31 catches for 354 yards. The number that pops, plus 0.33 predicted points added per play, the college version of NFL expected points added, and plus 57 on the season, elite efficiency in round 4. Payton specifically called out the pass protection frame and third down viability. Physical, smart, tough, and the protection traits don't need to be projected the way they usually do with college backs. The offensive line got the other defining fourth rounder 3 picks later at 111, KJ Casey, tackle out of Boise State with guard tackle versatility. The relative athletic score is 6.85, grading him as a guard, 60th percentile range, and Payton was explicit that the swing tackle, swing guard flex is what made Casey the pick over a third running back. Denver's 2025 pass protection allowed 23 sacks across 17 games, which is genuinely good. Casey isn't a panic move, he's the youth on the line piece Payton kept circling back to. Denver's 2025 passing offense produced plus 53 expected points added at plus 0.08 per dropback. Fine, not explosive. And Payton said the word explosion specifically when describing what this draft was supposed to add. 2 tight ends, 2 different jobs. In round 5 at 152, Denver took Justin Jolie, a 22-year-old tight end from North Carolina State whose 7 receiving touchdowns ranked 2nd in his conference. Payton put him in the F tight end bucket, the move piece, the flex. Then with the very last pick of the draft, 256, Mr. Irrelevant himself, Dallin Bentley out of Utah. 48 catches, 620 yards, 6 touchdowns, plus 0.35 predicted points added per play for a total of plus 24 in the Big 12. Serious production for the final pick of the entire draft, and Bentley smashed his testing. 9.40 relative athletic score, top 6% of tight ends ever tested. Payton categorized him as the inline Y, the bigger body who works down the field. Pass defense got 1 swing at 246, Miles Scott, safety Illinois. 64 tackles, 4 pass breakups, a 7.87 relative athletic score, top 15% for free safeties. Payton said Scott's a converted receiver with 7 career interceptions and natural ball skills, and he came recommended by Denver players who were his teammates at Illinois. Pick of the draft has to be Jonah Coleman, and the argument is scarcity of trait. You could make the case for Onidim on round value, or Bentley on the testing versus slot gap. But Coleman is the only player in this class who pairs top of conference touchdown production with elite efficiency and the pass protection frame that keeps him on the field on third down. Three down backs in round four are rare. Peyton said openly that most college backs need third down protection projection. Coleman doesn't. That's the pick that bends Denver's offense.
Looking to 2026, the real question isn't whether the headline picks hit. It's whether seven picks and no first rounder is enough to move the depth chart on a team that already paid its way into Waddle and is leaning on returning starters. Catan said it himself, younger on both lines, more offensive explosion. On those two narrow goals, the haul lines up. The stress test is whether a class built on day two and three swings delivers real snaps when the lights come on.
Muffed!
That's the Broncos 2026 draft class. Two things before you go. One, if you want a weekly recap for the Broncos when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Broncos feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.